Well, the one that I wrote was quite a surprise. She had written an annuity at her bank. She was with Chase, and she had a young sales agent that was working in-house kind of run her over with a annuity product. I'm not going to name the name of the company, but he gave her a real slam bam. She, because of her association with the bank and the bank manager, she wrote the annuity and then had some real afterthoughts about it. My phone call came in 3 to 4 days after I sent her out the brochure, and she had a chance to read it. And she started asking me questions on the phone about it. And I said, hey, listen, Margaret, I'll tell you what. Suppose we come over. I sit down with you. We'll go over, see what you did. If I can be of help, I will. If not, you know, we'll be friends. You'll buy me a cup of coffee, and I'll go home. And we did. We had the meeting, and she told me what occurred. And I found out that she really got ramrodded, and she was told that she had no free look, and she had to sign the deal, and so forth and so on. In the meantime, what I did basically with her is the thing that really works with us, with your company. You build a relationship. A relationship is what's going to sell your product. In other words, the sale comes second. Your relationship is first. Once they have a trust, and once they feel that you're real, and you have their considerations in mind, you can go forward with the sale. But after you get the trust, it's easy. And we perfected that sale. Probably it took me, it was actually it'll be a 3-visit sale because I'm picking up a check on Monday. But it was a day at her house, a day at my office, and picking up the check. The application's all written. She's just waiting to get the money transferred into her account, and it's a done deal.